We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, Bessard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
My oh my, does it feel good to finally say hello. The Biloxi Shuckers are finally back in action. It has been quite some time due to 3 straight days without baseball, a rainout on Tuesday, a rainout on Sunday, and the Shuckers finally back in action today against the Montgomery Biscuits, AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Javik Blake alongside you as we get sent for first pitch. It is a gorgeous night for baseball. 85 degrees, the sun has been shining bright all day long. A big difference from a day ago where it was up to 2 inches of rain on the field, rendered it unplayable by the time it stopped raining, and it postponed the game to a doubleheader on Thursday. Shuckers in action today against the Biscuits. Biloxi at 19-31 on the season. The Biscuits at 30-21. First place in the South Division, 3 games ahead of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Shuckers playing for the first time since Saturday night, where they scored 6 runs in the first inning, but Pensacola, a late comeback. They scored 7 of the game's final 8 runs in an 8-7 win. Shuckers fell in what ended up being their home stand finale. Shuckers in action today against the Biscuits. The righty Shane Smith goes for Biloxi, 3-1 with a 3.30 ERA, while the lefty Ian Seymour, 4-2, a 2.35 ERA, and a league best 70 strikeouts against the Stirp for Montgomery. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to finally get to our Craig Yoho interview, originally recorded on Sunday before what was going to be the Shuckers homestand finale. That turned into what has been a long drought without baseball. Shuckers playing for the first time since Saturday today, and they'll do it against the Biscuits. Our interview with Craig Yoho comes your way next. First pitch scheduled for 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the homestand finale between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the star of last night's game in Craig Yoho. Craig, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be here.
It's hard to have a better double-A debut than what you did last night. Two innings, five strikeouts, no runs, no hits, only one guy reached. How exciting is it to be up here at the double-A level?
It's great. Last night was a great experience playing with all these guys up here, a few of them that I know. And, you know, it was just good to get my feet wet and compete and, you know, be here in Biloxi.
What's it like making that jump up from high-A to double-A? Because you had maybe the most outstanding relief season out of anybody at the high game level to start this season.
I just try and think of it as it's the game of baseball regardless of what level you're at. So my approach will never change. I'm just going to try and throw strikes, get ahead of hitters, and play for the punch out. And so that worked at the high A level, and you know, I'm just going to carry that all the way through my career.
Yeah, playing for the punch out. 50% almost strikeout rate in high A Wisconsin. How much fun and how great has it been to really get the ball rolling on this season and really take it to the next level in just your first year in professional baseball?
Yeah, it's just kind of a credit to our philosophy in the Brewers, you know, pitching development of just if you throw strikes early in the count, you set yourself up for success and you give yourself a chance to strike guys out. So with my pitches and my arsenal, it gives me the greatest opportunity to have success, and you know, whether that success comes by a ball put in play or a strikeout, it's not really up to me, but you know, I'm gonna do my best to get me in those situations.
What's been the big part of your game early on this year? Because a year ago you were playing at Indiana, now you're sitting in double A. What's been the big thing that's really taken your game up a notch up this offseason?
Confidence is a big one, and just not making situations bigger than they are. You know, playing college baseball, at the end of the day, it's just you playing catch with the catcher, and you know, trusting what you have is good, and not trying to do anything more than that. And just continuing to develop and stack good days on top of good days, and you know, just getting that, like, you know, cliche 1% better every day. That's all you can ask for.
Talking about confidence, it's hard not to be confident when you're armed with your changeup and your slider, one of which gets 20 inches in one direction, the other one gets 26 in the other direction. How fun is it to be able to play those two pitches off each other and leave guys just clueless at the plate?
Yeah, it's fun because it's very unique. You know, you get a lot of guys now throwing, you know, 90, upper 90s, and it's like, you know, I might not necessarily have that at the moment, but you know, I have something that's super unique, and not many people in the world can do that at the moment. So just being able to use that to my advantage and leverage that in situations where I know, like, I can lean on those whenever I need to.
You and Logan Henderson both have that sort of changeup that is very similar to Devin Williams' airbender pitch. How are you able to get that much movement arm side on a pitch like that?
You know, it's just kind of a feel thing. I have, like, physically, I'm able to pronate pretty well, and so I'm able to get kind of over the top of the ball and throw somewhat of a screwball type of spin on it. So, and then just kind of with my arm slot, it allows me to get that natural run, and so it's kind of a blessing and also somewhat of just like a training that's got me that pitch.
What's been the development of that pitch throughout your college and now professional career?
Yeah, so it was like summer of 2022, going into my basically first year of college baseball. I would play catch with my dad to basically get ready for the season of my first year pitching. And it got to a point where I would basically be throwing my flat ground, and, you know, he didn't want to catch it because I was throwing hard. So we would clip up a towel to the fence as a strike zone, and I would just throw pitches into that until I basically saw them start to move. And it would just fine-tuning adjustments, and that might be why, like, my pitches move more, is because my eyes were my track man, basically. So, you know, I'd be like, oh, that one moved more, so I just keep that adjustment, and then, you know, now we're here. So
you also are one of five different guys on this team that were drafted a year ago. What is it like for the five of you to be able to rise through this system as one and be in double A? I mean, you, Brett Witrowski, Brock Wilken, Mike Bovey, you were all playing Division I college baseball last year. What is it like to all now be at the double A level alongside Logan Henderson and join the gang yesterday?
Yeah, it's awesome because we're a pretty close-knit group. As soon as we came into Arizona last year as a draft class, like, we were basically all buddies right away. And so it's cool. It's exciting to see them all have success. And, and now be along the ride with them. You know, playing with Brett and Bovey early in Wisconsin this year was really exciting to watch them play. They're really exciting players. They do some things that a lot of guys can't do. Bovey's having an insane year, and then Brock as well. He's an exciting player to watch. So, you know, just being buddies with them and kind of going through this process together is a really cool experience.
Henderson, drafted a couple years ago, was in the system last year, but just like you two pitchers that have balls that end up as wiffle balls. Yeah. What is it like to be teammates in Wisconsin and now teammates up here in Biloxi?
Yeah, it's cool to have another guy that's similar to me in, like, pitch arsenal, because it's a good person that I can pick his brain with on pitch sequencing, or, you know, maybe some mental cues on how he throws his pitch, and we can kind of bounce ideas off of, and, like, something that he does well that I might lack in, he can benefit me, and vice versa. So it's always good to have a teammate like that, and, you know, he's a good guy and really a really good pitcher too.
Well, and it's a lot of fun to watch the pitches move for both of you. Craig, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shuckers, Blue Wahoos, coming up next.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We are getting set for first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers at 19-31 and the Montgomery Biscuits, who enter today with a 30-21 record on the year. Champic Blake back alongside you as we welcome you back inside the Crown Zero Boots Club broadcast booth. For the first time this year, we're coming to you from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Time to take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It's the righty Shane Smith. He's 3-1 with a 3.30 ERA. Today's his fourth start since moving into rotation. First three starts have been terrific. A 2.77 ERA and opponents hitting 191 against him. Also, 30 innings pitched this year for Smith between the bullpen and the rotation. 8 walks, 43 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 228 against him. On the other side of things, it's the lefty Ian Seymour, who goes for the Biscuits. He's 4-2 with a 2.35 ERA on the season. Today's his 11th start of the year, 53 2/3 innings, 11 walks, the Southern League best, 70 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 167 against him. Time to take a look as well at the starting lineups for both sides. It is two lineups built by Renova Roofing for the Shuckers. It's a lineup that's also signed by manager Joe Averill. Darian Miller is in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovey bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the three spot. Carlos Rodriguez, who's hitting a team best 303 on the year, he is in the four spot. Eric Brown Jr. behind him. He plays short and bats fifth. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is the DH today in the sixth spot, and 7, 8, 9 Go to Noah Campbell, Xavier Warren, and Ethan Murray. For the Biscuits, it's a lineup that is signed by first-year Biscuits manager Kevin Bowles. Chandler Simpson leads it off. Already 11 stolen bases in 10 games at the AA level. Carson Williams bats second, hitting a team best 299 on the season and a 942 OPS, one of the top marks in the Southern League. Bob Seymour, former Wake Forest teammate of Shane Smith, bats in the three spot. In the four spot, it's Dominic Keegan. Kenny Piper bats fifth, and the lineup rounds out with Tanner Murray, Drew Baker, Mason Auer, and Willie Vasquez. We're getting set for first pitch. Shockers, Biscuits, first game of a six-game set. And for the Shockers, they'll play for the first time since Saturday. It's good to have baseball back. Shockers, Biscuits coming up next on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shockers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shockers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitch, runners go. Wilkin hammers it deep to left. Dyer's back. It is fair. Gone. Bryant slam. Brock Wilkin. And it's 9-1. Back up the middle. Zamora ranges over. Slides. Gets it at short. Fires to first in time. Third base side. Wilkin backhands it into foul territory. Pirouettes. Fires to first. Bovey the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's five in a row.
You're home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
And drives it in the right down. Ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero. Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Wednesday, the Biloxi Shuckers finally set to back and playing baseball as they take on the Montgomery Biscuits in the first game of a six-game set in their first visit to Montgomery in 2024. Champion Blake alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us in your Wednesday night. Again, the Shuckers are playing for the first time since Saturday. Canceled game on Sunday. Postponed yesterday, and the standard Monday off day means this team has not played baseball in what feels like ages. They are finally getting back to baseball tonight against the Montgomery Biscuits. Champion Blake alongside you as Ian Seymour gets the start for the Biscuits. 4-2, a 2.35 ERA. Today is his 11th start of the season. 53 2/3 innings, 11 walks, a Southern League leading 70 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 167 against him. For the Shuckers, Darian Miller is in the leadoff spot. Mike Bovee bats second. Brock Wilkin is in the three spot. Carlos Rodriguez bats cleanup. Eric Brown Jr. is in the five spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats sixth and is the DH tonight. Noah Campbell bats seventh. Xavier Ward is in the eighth spot. And Ethan Murray rounds out the order. Well, it felt like the All-Star break these last couple of days. Lots of off time for the Shuckers, but finally back to playing baseball. They're wearing their blue alternate jerseys with the Biloxi B logo on the left side of the chest. The Biscuits, meanwhile, wearing their navy blue alternate with a Biscuit script across the chest with camouflage inside the lettering. Lefty Ian Seymour's ready to go. Darian Miller's ready to go. And we are back to baseball. First pitch misses away at 6:36 p.m. Central Time, and we are underway. It's 84 degrees and partly cloudy in Montgomery. Wind was out to right at 7 miles an hour. 1-0 pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-0. But that wind has become non-existent as we start today's game. Flag is at a standstill out and right. The pitch. Miller takes a strike on the inside corner. The count goes to 2-1. Miller's hitting 196 this year, but he's done a terrific job to get on base in big-time ways. He has an OBP of 404. The 2-1 pitch. Miller chops it first base side, two hops to Seymour. He takes it to the bag himself. One up, one down. And it brings up the left-handed hitting Mike Bovee. Bovee hitting 297 on the season, the 362 OBP, and a team high 769 OPS. Digs into the back of the left-handed box against the lefty Seymour. Shuckers and Biscuits scoreless. We're just underway in the top of the first. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Bob Seymour commands first tonight for the Biscuits. Tanner Murray is at second. Carson Williams is at short. And Willie Vasquez commands third. The pitch. Bovee slices it foul. Out of play on the third base side. And the count evens 1-1. Seymour kicks and delivers. Bovee takes low and away, and the count goes to 2-1. It's a four-pitch mix from Seymour, who stands in at 6 feet tall, 210 pounds. It's a fastball, changeup, slider, and a curveball. The 2-1 pitch, Bovee takes away with a slider, and the count goes to 3-1. By the way, in the outfield from left to right, Drew Baker, Chandler Simpson, and Mason Auer. It's a lot of speed in the outfield. Simpson and Auer, two of the fastest guys in the Southern League. The 3-1 pitch. Bovee swings and drives it out to left. Baker trips back on it at the warning track. Comes in a step, but he makes the catch. Retires Bovee for the second out. Brings up the righty, Brock Wilkin. Two out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the top of the first inning in a Wednesday series opener. Not too often you say that in minor league baseball, the standard Monday off day. Seymour delivers. Wilkin takes a strike at the knees. Fastball at 89, and the count goes to 0-1. Wilkin's hitting 217 this season. Four homers, 13 driven in, and a 276 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. He takes up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Seymour stares in. Now delivers. It's called strike in the outside corner. A fastball at 88. Count goes to 1-2. Seymour last time out struck out 8 over 6 innings. Allowed 1 run against the M Braves. The pitch. Wilkin swings and misses. Changeup off the outside corner. And it's a 1-2-3 first inning from Seymour. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Shane Smith out for his fourth start of the year when we come back on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. David Blake alongside you. We move to the bottom of the first inning. Righty Shane Smith set to make his fourth start of the year for Biloxi. He's 3-1 with a 3.30 ERA. Today's his fourth start. He has a 2.77 ERA since moving into the rotation. 30 innings pitched on both ends of the spectrum this year as a reliever and a starter. 8 walks, 43 strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .228 against him. For the Biscuits, Chandler Simpson leads it off. Carson Williams bats second. Bob Seymour's in the three spot, and Dominic Keegan rounds out the top four in the order. Corners in for Biloxi. Simpson's hitting .409 this season. The pitch misses up and away. It's a fastball at 92. Simpson, one of the speediest guys in minor league baseball, stole over 90 bases last year. 1-0 pitch. It's a called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Smith stands in 6'4", 235 pounds, a native of Danvers, Massachusetts. The pitch. Simpson takes low with a slider at 78. The count goes to 2-1. It's a three-pitch mix for Smith. Fastball, curveball, and a slider. Fastball can get up into the high 90s. The pitch. Fouled back. And the count evens 2-2. Simpson, 409 since being called up to Double-A, a 435 OBP and an 867 OPS. The 2-2 pitch, Simpson rolls it first base side, hops over the bag. Bovee grabs it, taps the first base bag, and Simpson is retired for the first out. Carson Williams set to stand in from the right side. Checker starting defense today, Mike Bovee is at first. Ethan Murray is at second. Eric Burr Jr. is at short. Brock Wilkin is at third. Outfield from left to right. Xavier Warren, Carlos Rodriguez, and Noah Campbell with Darian Miller behind the plate. Randy Smith stares in, delivers to Williams. It's a fastball and a called strike one at 94. Williams is hitting .299 on the season. Team high 8 homers and a team high .385 OBP. The 0-1 pitch, Williams takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Smith stares in, first base side of the rubber, now delivers. Misses away, it squeaks by Miller, and the count goes to 2-1. Smith last time out had his best start of his professional career, went 5 shutout innings and struck out 6 against Pensacola. The 2-1 pitch, Williams swings and misses a healthy cut at a 94-mile-an-hour heater. And the count's even at 2-2. Smith stands in. Now Williams calls time and steps out. It's a Biscuits team that has won 4 straight. First home game after a 12-game road trip. Saints against Rocket City. And 6 more against the Mississippi Braves. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball off the outside corner. Williams waves and misses. And now two away for the lefty, Bob Seymour. It's an all-Demon Deacon matchup right here. Seymour, the former Wake Forest hitter. Smith, the former Wake Forest pitcher. He battled the Double-A level. Two outs, nobody on. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Smith scares in. Now fires. Seymour takes off the inside corner with a 94-mile-an-hour heater. And the count goes to 1-0. Seymour hitting 269 this season with a 342 OBP. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner at 94. And the count evens 1-1. It has been a consistent fastball-heavy approach from Smith here in his first inning of work. The 1-1 pitch misses low and inside at 96. Fastest pitch today. And the count goes to 2-1. Seymour stands in at 6'4", 250. Native of Chicago, Illinois. The pitch is a backdoor slider called the strike. And the count evens 2-2. Was drafted in the 13th round of the 2021 draft. Smith signed as an undrafted free agent that same year. The 2-2 pitch. Seymour takes up and away on a curveball. Smith slipped a little off the mound. And the count goes full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Smith delivers. Seymour swings and pops it foul. Third base side and out of play. We'll do it again. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Smith stares in, now fires. Seymour fists it foul into the seats, third base side. Smacks off one of the concession stands. Count at 3 balls, 2 strikes. This is a battle right now between the former Wake Forest teammates. On to an 8th pitch in this at-bat. It comes home. Seymour waves and misses. 81-mile-an-hour slider in the dirt. Smith strikes out 2 to end the inning. It's a perfect first frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. End of the second, and we are scoreless. On the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Montgomery off to the top of the second inning. Checkers, Biscuits are scoreless. First game of a 6-game set. And the lefty Carlos Rodriguez stands in against the lefty Ian Seymour. Seymour delivers. Rodriguez takes a slider on the outside corner for strike one. First trip for Biloxi to Montgomery this year. It's the first time we've ever had a train horn interrupt our broadcast. The 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez takes low. It's a curveball, and the count evens 1-1. Rodriguez hitting a team-high 303 this season. Seymour fires. Swing and a miss. And the count evens. Check that. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. That was a fastball at 91 from Seymour. One and two the count with nobody out. He fires. It misses low. Kenny Piper behind the plate today blocks it out. And the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. He swings and rolls it to third. Vasquez has it, takes hop, fires to first. Just in time, it gets Rodriguez a half step. Four up, four down today for Seymour. And it brings up the righty, Eric Brown Jr. The right-handed hitting Eric Brown Jr. steps in. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless, top of the second inning with one out. The pitch, he swings and tips it foul into Piper's mitt. And the count goes 0-1. Brown Jr. hitting 155 on the season, 8 driven in and a 231 OBP. The 0-1 pitch, he swings and fouls it back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. Seymour drafted in the second round of the 2020 draft after he played 3 seasons for Virginia Tech. It's a matchup of everybody from the ACC today. Shane Smith, Brock Wilkin, both Wake Forest guys. Bob Seymour and Ian Seymour, both ACC guys as well. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing and a slider low. First base umpire Caleb Martin says he goes around. And now two away for the left to Ernesto Martinez. Two out, nobody on in the top of the second. Big lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch misses low and away. It's a fastball at 88. The count goes to 1-0. Martinez Jr. is hitting 259 this year. 5 homers, 22 driven in. The 1-0 delivery. Misses low. Another fastball at 89. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Two and 0 the count. The pitch. Fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Martinez takes off the outside corner, a fastball at 92. The count runs to 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two out. We're on the top of the second inning. Seymour stares in. Now the pitch. Misses low, and the Shuckers draw a walk. The first base runner of the day for Biloxi. And up comes the switch hitter, Noah Campbell, who digs in from the right side against the lefty Seymour. Two out, one on. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless in the top of the second inning. Campbell hitting 241 on the season. Check back to first, and Martinez Jr. is back in time. Seymour works all the way in the third base side of the rubber from the stretch. Now the pitch. Misses off the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-0. Right now, Seymour is towing the line of 50-50 balls and strikes. 27 pitches, 14 strikes. The 1-0 pitch. Campbell takes a strike on the outside corner, a fastball at 91. That brings the count even. One ball and one strike. Martinez Jr. takes a pretty healthy leadoff first. Seymour holds him on. Now the 1-1 pitch. Campbell swings and misses. A slow changeup of 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. is off. Campbell fouls it back and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. One of the more unique parts about this ballpark is there is a railroad track about 50 feet behind the wall and left. You're going to hear trains screeching and crawling all night long. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Nobody should it onto a train this year. It's 314 down the line. You have to get it probably about 360, 370 down the left field line to get it onto a train. That's at the shortest point. The pitch. Campbell swings and hits it. That's a short center. Murray, the second baseman, is out under it, and he makes the count. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through an inning and a half, and we are scoreless. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shepherds Radio Network. What a Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone. The Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Up to the bottom of the second inning, Shuckers tied with the Biscuits. We're scoreless. The righty Dominic Keegan faces the righty Shane Smith to start the second pitch. Popped foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count goes 2-1. We're just joining us. Shuckers have gone scoreless. Starter Ian Seymour for the Biscuits has retired 6 of 7. The 0-1 pitch fouled back, and the count goes 2-2. Meanwhile, Shane Smith struck out 2 in a perfect first inning. Got his former teammate Bob Seymour on a sword slider that bit about 2 feet in front of home plate. The 0-2 pitch, Keegan chops it to short. 2 hops to Brown Jr. He gets it on his back foot, slings it to Bobby at first. It's in time, and Keegan's retired. Brings up the right-handed hitting Kenny Piper. 1 out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Piper hitting 295 this year with an 887 OPS. Smith stares in, now delivers. Piper swings and misses, takes a big hack at a 79-mile-an-hour curveball in the dirt, and the count goes 2-1. Smith is a guy who, prior to about a month ago, was never thought of as a starter. The 0-1 pitch is a slider that dots the inside corner for strike 2. He had been slowly lengthened out throughout the year, but entering this season, everybody thought Shane Smith was likely to be a back-end bullpen piece for Biloxi. The 0-2 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. However, it started to get to a point where he got lengthened out more and more, and then the Shuckers needed an extra arm to start against the Mississippi Braves. In comes Smith. It has been an incredible run from him. The 1-2 pitch misses away, and the count evens 2-2. So far as a starter entering today, he's allowed just 4 earned runs in 14 innings. That's a 2.77 ERA. The 2-2 pitch. Piper swings and drives it towards center. Rodriguez drifts back on it. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Kind of step shy of the warning track. And now 2 away for the righty, Tanner Murray. And if you're the Brewers, it's a lot harder to develop good starters than good relievers. Usually you see relievers be starters that their stuff plays better out of the bullpen, not the other way around. But for Smith, it has been quite the turn to become a starter. Righty, Tanner Murray is up. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. 2 out, nobody on in the bottom of the second. The righty Smith delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94. And the count evens 1-1. Smith stares in. First base side of the rubber. Gets the sign from Miller, who sets up away. Now the pitch. It's a called strike on the outside corner. Lays in a fastball at 94. And the count goes to 1-2. Smith shakes off one sign. Now gets the one he likes. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball at 93. And it's 6 up, 6 down for Smith with 3 strikeouts through 2 innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the third. We are scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Into the top of the third inning. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. First game of a 6-game set from Riverwalk Stadium in downtown Montgomery. Lefty Ian Seymour faces Xavier Warren, who's in the back of the right-handed box. First pitch misses up and away. It's a changeup at 79. And the count goes to 1-0. Warren's hitting 197 on the season with a 291 OBP. The pitch misses off the inside corner. A fastball with a little bit of wiggle at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 2-0. Seymour has retired six of the first seven batters he's faced tonight. The pitch. Warren pops it straight up. First base side, foul territory. Piper, the catcher, ditches the mask. Seymour hard, and they crash into each other. Seymour makes the catch. And both of them are down. Manager Kevin Bowles and athletic trainer James Ramsdale are both out in a hurry. Seymour made the catch and ran smack dab into Kenny Piper. Piper's got all the gear on. He's right now on a knee. Seymour has his hands on his hips. And is just trying to take a moment to breathe. That could have been disastrous for Montgomery. That was two guys running straight into each other. That was almost something out of a football game. Something you'd see on an offensive defensive line of two guys running into each other. I mean, that was straight up, but both of them are okay, thankfully. Piper, 5'9", 190 pounds versus Seymour, 6'4", 250. Piper gingerly walks back behind the plate under the watchful eyes of athletic trainer James Ramsdale, who now indicates to Ian Seymour that he'd like to see Piper at least catch a pinch to make sure he's okay. Seymour throws now two pitches, and Piper's good. What a trooper, Kenny Piper, after getting pretty much laid out by Bob Seymour. Not on purpose, but they did run right into each other. Seymour made the catch. There's one out now with nobody on for Ethan Murray. We're scoreless in the top of the third inning. Seymour delivers. Ronnie Murray takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. We've seen more collisions than hits in this game. It's been a good pitcher's duel between Ian Seymour and Shane Smith. Seymour delivers. Murray swings and pops it up. First base side, foul territory. Piper stays put. Seymour's all over it. He's under it in front of the Shuckers dugout, and he makes the catch. Piper points to him, and now there's two away. As soon as that one popped up, Seymour was right after it. Piper did not move. He stood up behind the plate, saw Seymour running after it, and said, "Ah, it's all good. You got it." Two out in the inning. Back to the top of the order in the lefty, Darian Miller. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless in the top of the third inning. Seymour delivers. It's a slider for strike one right on the inside corner. Miller printed out to first as the first batter of the game. The 0-1 pitch. He takes the slider away at 79. And the count evens 1-1. Miller digs back in. He was an on-base machine last series for Biloxi. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and drives it out to left. Baker's back on it towards the warning track. He's under it, and he makes the catch. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Seymour has retired 9 of 10, and he has yet to allow a hit through his first three innings on the hill. Her score goes through 2.5. We're back in a moment from Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Jamvik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Kurt Hoag, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Montgomery. We're off to the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. Righty Shane Smith delivers, and it's called strike one in the outside corner to the righty Drew Baker. Neither team has recorded a hit today. Shuckers have the only base runner. It was a walk back in the second inning. Smith delivers. Baker takes away off the outside corner at 93. And the count evens 1-1. Baker's hitting 287 this year with a 347 OBP. Righty Smith delivers. And it's called strike on the outside corner. A fastball at 93. That thing's been sitting about 93, 94 miles an hour today. Smith done a good job to elevate it. Three strikeouts today, two of them on elevated fastballs. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and misses. Another elevated fastball. Baker swings through it. Shane Smith continues to dominate. Four of the first seven retired via the strikeout. And it brings up the righty Mason Hour. Whoever made the decision that Shane Smith's going to enter the starting rotation gets all the kudos in the world. It has been quite the transition from Smith, as he now faces the righty Mason Hour. First pitch is a called strike one at 93 in the outside corner. And it is not like Shane Smith was a heralded starter in college or anything. He quite literally has been a bullpen arm for most of his college and pro career. The pitch, popped foul, first base side and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Shane Smith, throughout his entire college career, he did not pitch much due to injuries, but seven appearances, just two starts. Those totaled 5 1/3 innings. The pitch. Rolled back up the middle. It's under his mitt. Murray grabs it at second. Takes a step. Fires to first. And Mason Hours retired for the second out. Now two away for the righty, Willie Vasquez. But in pro ball, Shane Smith last year, 38 appearances, no starts. He made three starts in 2022 in the Arizona Complex League. All of them were one-inning appearances. The pitch to Vasquez is a called strike one at 93 on the outside corner. This is his first time he's truly started consistently in his career, college or pro. Two out, nobody on. The pitch, Vasquez swings and misses. Fastball inside corner at 93. And the count goes 2-2. Vasquez hitting 197 with a 252 OBP. Smith has him on the ropes. No balls, two strikes, two away. Smith kicks, now delivers. Misses up and in. Tried to elevate the fastball again, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. Bottom of the third inning. Righty Smith stares in, now fires. Swing and a miss. Five strikeouts in three innings from Shane Smith, who continues to be on fire since moving to the starting rotation. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Nine up, nine down from Smith, and we go to the fourth scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving
serving South Mississippi for 100 years. Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kivette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49 Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. David Blake back alongside you on a gorgeous Wednesday night. Temperatures in the low 80s. Mr. Lefty Ian Seymour fires home to the lefty Mike Bovee. First pitch is a big looping slider that misses off the inside corner for ball one. Seymour has retired 9 of the first 10 batters that he has faced. Only Shecker's base runner was a walk back in the second. The pitch, Bovee takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. If you're just joining us, it has been a pitcher's duel between Ian Seymour and Shane Smith. The 2-0 pitch. Bovee swings and slices it foul. Third base side and out. And the count goes to 2-1. Bovee 0-for-1 today with a fly out to left. Seymour delivers. It's called strike in the outside corner. Fastball that runs away from Bovee's bat. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes with nobody out. Now the pitch misses inside and almost gets him. Bovee backs up and out of the way. Count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seymour stares in, now kicks and fires. Bovee chops it up the middle. Behind second, Williams, the shortstop has it, fires to first. It's in time. Bovee's retired for the first down. Brings up Brock Wilkin. One out, nobody on. We're scoreless in the top of the fourth inning. Seymour delivers. Wilkin takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Seymour, for a guy who has as much strikeout stuff as he does, 70 strikeouts in 53 and two-thirds innings this year, that has not been the case tonight. The 1-0 pitch. Wilkin pops it straight up. First base side of the infield. Seymour, the first baseman, under it. And he makes the catch. Now 2 away for the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. And that illustrates the point perfectly. It has not been strikeouts today for the Shuckers lineup. Seymour instead has induced a lot of weak contact, just 2 strikeouts, and nothing has been hit exceptionally hard. Rodriguez digs in from the left side, 2 out, nobody on. The pitch, he takes up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Seymour about to throw his 50th pitch of the night. We're just in the fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1. Bounced out to third back in the second inning. Seymour delivers. Rodriguez breaks his bat. It shatters, and the ball ends up in center. Drops in for a single, and the Shuckers have their first hit of the day. They have a 2-out base runner for Eric Brown Jr. He didn't hit it hard. He was left with nothing but the handle. The barrel of the bat was about halfway up the first baseline, and it dunks into center for a base hit. Eric Brown Jr. digs in 0 for 1 today with a swinging strikeout back in the second. Checkers and Biscuits are scoreless in the top of the fourth inning. Two out and a runner on. Seymour checks back to first. Rodriguez lunges back to the bag, and he's in safely. Seymour Kempstead. Now pitch. Popped up. Foul territory, third base side. It curls towards the seats. Everybody scatters and finds an empty seat to smack up. Count it, no balls and a strike. No balls, one strike, two away. Lefty Seymour sets. Now delivers. Brown Jr. takes a changeup on the inside corner for strike two. Van Racken, the one calling the balls and strikes behind the plate today. Caleb Martin is the first base umpire. And Jalen Goodman is the third base umpire. Brown Jr. steps out for a moment. Now he steps back in. No balls, two strikes, two away. Seymour sets. Now delivers. Brown Jr. fouls it back. And he stays alive. It's a ballpark with deep alleys in Montgomery. 395 to left center, 373 to right center, 400 to dead center. So Brown Jr. can punch something out there. Gives Rodriguez a good chance to potentially score from first. The 0-2 pitch. He misses up, and the count goes to 1-2. That was a fastball at 91. Now Brown Jr. digs in. Rodriguez off first. Checkers and Biscuits are scoreless in the fourth. Seymour delivers. Brown Jr. tips it foul back to the screen. Goes just off of Kenny Piper's mitt behind the plate. The count at one ball and two strikes. And now something is wrong with Eric Brown Jr. And athletic trainer Andrew Stanling and Checkers manager Joe Erol are both out to check on Brown Jr. And he's now trying to stretch out his right leg. He's gesturing to Stanling that it's something about his right hamstring area, somewhere around there in the legs, who's currently doing a couple different stretching exercises. While he does that, gives us a chance to stay 10 seconds for station identification on the Checkers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Checkers baseball.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Javik Blake back alongside you. Checkers and Biscuits are scoreless. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Eric Brown Jr., who was hobbled for a moment, had the training staff come out, stretched out his right leg. He's back and ready to go. 1-2, the count with two away. The pitch. He swings and dribbles it foul at the plate. And the count stays at one ball and two strikes. Checkers, no runs, a hit, and no errors. While the Biscuits have gone 9 up, 9 down against Checkers starter Shane Smith. Seymour has almost equaled him. Out of the first 13 batters up, Seymour's retired 12. Took that, he's retired 11 of the first 13. Brown Jr. is the 14th up. He stands in at the back of the box. A little bit of a bat waggle. Lefty Seymour Kempstead. Now the pitch. He swings and pops it up. First base side foul territory. Seymour tracks over. Towards the warning track, he makes the catch. And ends the inning. That is the fourth pop out to first induced by Seymour. through the first four innings. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We are scoreless through 3.5. Gene Smith back to the mound when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Welcome back to Montgomery. We're off to the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless. Opening game of a six-game set. And the righty Shane Smith faces the lefty Chandler Simpson. First pitch. Line foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count goes 0-1. Smith tonight, he's been dealing to say the least. Nine up, nine down, and five strikeouts for the right-hander. The pitch misses away. And the count evens 1-1. Shuckers played the corners in against Simpson, one of the speediest guys in all of minor league baseball. The 1-1 pitch. Simpson takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a curveball at 76. And the count goes to 1-2. Simpson 0-for-1 tonight with a ground out to first back in the first inning. The 1-2 pitch. Misses away, trying to backdoor a curveball at 78. The count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Smith delivers. Simpson takes low. The count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. We're scoreless in the bottom of the fourth inning. Smith kicks and deals. Simpson loops it towards center. It's down for a base hit. Rolls to Rodriguez. And Simpson reaches. First base runner allowed today by Smith. It brings up the righty Carson Williams. Well, now time to see a battle. Darian Miller behind the plate. Chandler Simpson on the base paths. Simpson today is playing in his 11th double-A game. He does have 11 stolen bases already and 31 in 32 games with Bowling Green earlier this year. He takes his lead off first. Smith checks back to first. Bovey the tag. It's off his glove. He tries to jump over Simpson. And they come together. Bovey almost tumbled over. Simpson was going to get up. Bovey was trying to get to the baseball. And Bovey trying to jump over Simpson. That didn't work too well. Everybody's okay, though. Smith comes set. Simpson will lead off first. Now the pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Simpson, last year, 94 stolen bases. Tied for the most in minor league baseball. 81 with single-A Charleston. 13 with high A Bowling Green. The 1-0 pitch, he's off to second. Pitch misses low. No throw from Miller, and Slimson slides in with his 12th stolen base of his double-A tenure. It's his 43rd of the year in 43 games. 2-0 the count on Williams. Simpson takes his leadoff second. The 2-0 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 2-1. That was Smith's 50th pitch of the night. He's topped out this year at 73 through 5 innings. He checks back to second. No throw, just steps off the mound. And Simpson back in plenty of time. Smith comes set. Williams in the very back of the box. Now the pitch is a slider up and in at 79. And the count goes to 3-1. Second time through the order, last time out was not really an issue for Smith, but he did not get many strikeouts. In fact, he struck out 6 first time through the order and did not strike out another batter the rest of his outing. The pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball at 79. And the count goes full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Shuckers and Biscuits are scoreless in the bottom of the 4th inning. Smith delivers. Williams loops it out towards right. Campbell charges in, sticks up his mitt, and he makes the catch. One away, and up comes the lefty Bob Seymour. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owaw Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom of the 7th inning, Birmingham and Tennessee are knotted at 1. Meanwhile, they're through 4 in Mississippi, all over Pensacola. It is 10-2 Embraces. Elsewhere, top of the 4th inning, Chattanooga leads Rocket City 3-1. Smith fires. Seymour takes off the inside corner. It's a fastball at 93. And the count goes to 1-0. Seymour 0-for-1, struck out swinging on a slider back in the first. The pitch. Seymour takes a slider off the inside corner at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 2-0. That Pensacola-Mississippi game, real big for the Biscuits, who entered today 3 games up on Pensacola for first place in the Southern League South Division. The 2-0 pitch. Seymour bloops it over Brown Jr.'s head, and it's in the left center for a base hit. Simpson rounds third and comes home. Rodriguez picks it up and fires it in towards second. It's an RBI single for Bob Seymour, his 29th RBI of the year, and it's 1-0 Biscuits. Brings up the right-hand hitting Dominic Keegan. And that is where the speed of Chandler Simpson is such an asset for this Biscuits lineup. He reaches with a single, immediately steals second, and that puts himself in scoring position before we've even gone through 2 batters in the inning. Dominic Keegan is up. First pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Biscuits strike first in this series. Seymour's 29th RBI of the year. He takes his lead off first. Now the pitch to Keegan. He has a called strike on the outside corner at 94. And the count evens 1-1. One and one, the count with 1 out. Smith comes set. Now delivers. Keegan takes a slider away at 85. The count goes to 2-1. Seymour takes a very short leadoff first. Mike Bobie holds him on. The pitch. Keegan takes low and away, and the count goes to 3-1. That was the 60th pitch of the night from Shane Smith. So far, just 1 run allowed on 2 hits. As he works to try and navigate through this 4th inning. The 3-1 pitch to Keegan. Misses way away. And it's ball 4. It brings up Kenny Piper. A Smith's former college teammate, Brock Woken, walks out to the mound just for a quick couple words of encouragement. That brings out everybody, including Checkers pitching coach, Will Schermholz. It's 1-0 Montgomery. One out, 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Smith worked himself into trouble for the first time tonight. Two singles and a walk in the inning. Seymour scored Chandler Simpson from second to make it 1-0. And now the Shackers bullpen starts to get warm. Sam Carlson up on the mound. And up comes the righty, Kenny Piper. The pitch. Slider misses low and away. The count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Two and zero, the count on Piper. 2-1, 1 away on the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch, slider, is a ball off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. Carlson continues to get warm. Seymour off second, Keegan off first. It's 1-0 Biscuits at the bottom of the fourth. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count runs to 3-1. Piper's 0-for-1 had a deep fly out to center back in the second inning. The 3-1 pitch. Piper takes away, and that loads him up with one away for Tanner Murray. Packers manager Joe Arold is off the top step of the dugout. Not out yet. And now he stands back on the top step. Smith is going to stay in here. Bases loaded, one away for the righty Tanner Murray. Shackers trail it 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Smith delivers. Popped up. First base side and foul. Bogey gives it a look, but it's into the seats. The count goes to 0-1. The Biscuits this year as a team hitting 200 with the bases loaded, including one grand slam, which came from Tanner Murray. He's 1-for-6 with the bases loaded this year. And that one hit, again, a grand slam. Bases loaded with one out. The pitch. He takes strike two. It's a slider at the knees at 87. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Smith comes in. Seymour's at third. Keegan's at second. Piper's at first. The pitch. Clobbered out to left, but foul. And we'll do it again at 0-2. Murray struck out on an elevated fastball back in the second. That's been the go-to strikeout pitch today from Smith. 5 strikeouts. 4 of them have come up and away to right-handed batters. Runs it up to 93-94. Now the 0-2 pitch. Murray chaps it towards third. Woken stabs it out of the air. Fires to Miller. In time for the out. What a play from Brock Woken. Murray reaches on a fielder's choice. Piper to second. Keegan to third. Seymour's cut down. And now two away. Up comes the righty, Drew Baker. Base is still loaded, but now two away in the inning. Wilkin had a hop up in the air. It was a ball that had a lot of hang time after it hit just in front of home plate. Then he quickly settled his feet, fired a dart home. 1-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the fourth. Smith delivers, misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Smith delivers, roll to third base side, foul, and the count evens 1-1. Smith passed 70 pitches. His last pitch was his 72nd of the day. His career high is 73 since last start. This is likely his final inning on the hill. 2 out, bases loaded. 1-0 Biscuits in the fourth. Smith fires. Popped foul first base side and out of play. And he wins the race to 2 strikes. Now with 1 ball and 2 strikes. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Smith trying to work his way out of a massive jam. He comes in. Now the pitch. Baker takes up and in. It's a fastball at 91 with some arm side run. The count evens 2-2. Smith comes set. Now the 2-2 pitch. Chopped first base side by Bovee and down the right field line. Keegan scores. Piper rounds third and comes home. Murray gets the stop sign. Baker caught between first and second, ends up at second after the throw goes into Bovee. It's a 2-RBI double from Drew Baker, and it's 3-0 Biscuits. And that is the end of the road for Shane Smith. Baker didn't hit it hard, but the Shackers infield was shifted over, and he just rolled it down the first base line into right. Baker now 19 runs driven in this year. And in comes Sam Carlson. 3 runs in the inning and a 3-0 Biscuits lead. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Shuckers go to the bullpen. 2 down, 2 on. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Shane Smith is done for the day, and in comes Sam Carlson. Faces the righty Mason Auer. Biscuits lead it 3-0. The righty Carlson stares at second, now delivers. First pitch, misses up and away. It's a slider at 87, and the count goes to 1-0. Carlson makes his 19th appearance of the year. He has a 2.55 ERA over 17 and two-thirds innings, 9 walks, and 13 strikeouts. Auer 0-for-1 with a ground out to second. The pitch fouled back to the screen, and the count evens 1-1. Just joining us, Biscuits did not have a hit prior to this inning. Chandler Simpson, Dominic Keegan, and Kenny Piper have all scored thanks to two RBI singles, one from Bob Seymour, and then a two RBI single from Drew Baker. That knocked Smith out of the game. The 1-1 pitch. Bauer takes up and in. It's a slider at 80 miles an hour. And the count goes to 2-1. Carlson, 6'4", 240 pounds. Comes set at the belt, the high navy blue socks. Now fires. Bauer takes up and the count goes to 3-1. Bauer is the eighth guy to hit in this inning. Three runs, three hits, two walks, and a fielder's choice. Jam the bases full. The pitch. Cut strike two. It's a sinker at 94 with some wicked movement from Carlson. The count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Carlson comes set. Now the pitch. Bauer fouls it back and we'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Carlson stares in. Now comes set. Takes a breath. Fires home. Bauer swings and misses. A sinker at 94. Finishes out the frame. Carlson does his job, comes in and retires the only batter he faces in strands two. But in the inning, three runs on three hits. No errors and two runners left on. Gives Montgomery the lead. They're up 3-0 after four in Montgomery. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
On to the fifth, Shuckers trail the Biscuits 3-0. And the lefty Ian Seymour is back to work against the left-handed hitting Ernesto Martinez Jr. First pitch, dribbled foul up the third baseline, and the count goes 0-1. Jambic Blake back alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Wednesday night opening game of a six-game set between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. The 0-1 pitch. Martinez Jr. fouls it back, and the count goes 0-2. By the way, you can join in on the broadcast tonight with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. The 0-2 pitch. Blooped out toward center. Simpson charges in, dives, and he makes the catch. He puts the 80-grade speed to use in the outfield as well. and he robs Martinez Jr. of a base hit. My goodness, Chandler Simpson. He's doing it with his legs on the base paths, and he's doing it in a big way in the outfield. Brings up the switch hitter Noah Gamble from the right side. The pitch is a curveball away, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, we'd like to say hello to Kane, who's tuning in from Wayne County tonight. As always, 601-514-0776. The 1-0 pitch. Gamble fouls it off behind the plate and out of play. The count evens 1-1. Gamble 0-for-1. The pop out to second, back in the second. The lefty Seymour kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball up high at 90 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Seymour delivers. Gamble checks his swing. Home plate umpire Brian Van Racken says he goes around. Fastball out of the zone at 92. And now two away for the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Checkers trailing 3-0 at the top of the fifth inning. Two out, nobody on. Checkers trail 3-0 against Montgomery. The pitch. Warren chops it left side of the infield. Williams at short, backhands it across the diamond to first. Two hops to Seymour. It's in time, and it's a 1-2-3 frame from Ian Seymour. A couple of dazzling defensive plays helps him out of that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Through 4.5, and the Shuckers trail it 3-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game times, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Sam Carlson enters his first full inning of work. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 3-0 Montgomery. His first pitch of the frame. Wave and a miss from the righty Willie Vasquez. The count goes down 1-1. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Wednesday night Checkers and Biscuits in game one of a six-game set. Carlson delivers. Chopped off the mound, third base side. Carlson chases after it, bare hands it, no throw to first. Vasquez beats it out with an infield single, and it puts a man on with nobody out for Chandler Simpson. Carlson inherited two base runners when he came into the ballgame last inning, retired the only batter he faced on a strikeout. That finalizes the line for Shane Smith. In his fourth start of the year, gives up 3 runs on 3 hits in 3 2/3 innings with 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. The lefty Simpson is up. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. Simpson has been a star tonight for Montgomery. Made a diving catch in center, and he's 1-for-2 at the plate with a stolen base, which is his 12th in 11 games in Double-A this year. Man on, nobody out. The pitch fouled back, and the count evens 1-1. Simpson's a guy who had a lot of hype coming out of college at Georgia Tech. Was drafted in the second round of the 2022 draft by the Rays. The 1-1 pitch. He shows bunt, places it up the third baseline. Wilkins charges, grabs it, fires to first. In time, now a throw to third. Brown Jr. has it. In time, and it's a weird and wacky double play. Vasquez rounded second, tried to go to third, and a quick thinking throw from Bovey is able to get Vasquez for the 5-3-6 double play. That Shuckers double play is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. Just steps away from beaches, casinos, and the ballpark. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. Now two away. The pitch to Williams is rolled to short. Backhanded by Brown Jr. It flubs off his glove. And it lays on the outfield grass. Williams reaches. See whether or not that is a hit or an error. Shuckers manager Joe Erolt is out of the dugout. The Shuckers now playing the matchup game. Nate Peterson, left-hander warming up in the bullpen, will come in to face the left-hander Bob Seymour. Two out, one on. We're in the fifth. Shuckers trail at 3-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Jacob Blake back alongside you as we enter the third different pitching appearance of the night for the Shuckers. Lefty Nate Peterson comes on. Sam Carlson done after an inning of work. Gives up two hits. And he's currently responsible for Carson Williams at first, who reached via a hit that knocked Carlson out of the game. The lefty Nate Peterson stands in and faces the lefty Bob Seymour. It's 3-0 Biscuits in the fifth. Peterson fires. Seymour takes strike one, 92-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside corner. This is Peterson's first relief appearance of the year. Was originally slated to start the Sunday series finale against Pensacola that got rained out. The 0-1 pitch. Seymour swings and misses at a curveball at 84. And the count goes to 0-2. Peterson makes his 10th appearance of the year today. He has a 4.04 ERA, 42 innings of work, 20 walks, 43 strikeouts. No balls, two strikes, two away. Peterson delivers. Misses away. It's a slider at 84. The count goes to 1-2. Seymour is 1-for-2 today with an RBI single back in the fourth inning. The 1-2 pitch just misses at 91 off the outside corner. And the count evens 2-2. Peterson delivers. Seymour hammers it out to deep center. Rodriguez back on it. At the warning track, he loses it in the lights, and it's wide gone. Seymour hits it to the party deck in left center. And it's 5-0 Montgomery. Seymour touches home. It's his fourth homer of the year. He's driven in three tonight. The Biscuits, after getting retired in order for the first three innings, have scored five runs in the last inning and two-thirds. Brings up the righty Dominic Keegan. The pitch popped up. First base side foul. Bovee gives it a look. Now it's out of play. The count goes to 1-1. Five runs on six hits for Montgomery. All of this has started and been since the fourth inning started. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 92. And the count goes to 0-2. One of those two runs charged to Sam Carlson, who gives up a run on two hits in an inning of work. Peterson delivers. Keegan lifts it towards center by Murray's glove at second. And it drops in for a single. First two reach against Peterson. And it brings up the righty Kenny Piper. Piper's 0-for-1. Drew a walk, came around to score back in the fourth inning. Shuckers trail at 5-0. Two out, one on. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch misses up. Count goes to 1-0. Peterson comes set. Now the pitch rolled right side of the infield. Murray ranges over at second, grabs it on the run to first. It's in time. Retires Piper. And it ends the frame. But in the inning, two runs off four hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through five, and it's 5-0 Montgomery. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Ian Seymour's out for his sixth inning of work. Shuckers trail it 5-0. Seymour has allowed just two base runners. One walk, one hit, three strikeouts, and he faces the righty, Ethan Murray. First pitch of the sixth misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. By the way, Biloxi trails it by a 5-0 score. Five runs, seven hits, no errors for Montgomery. The 1-0 pitch. Murray takes a low, and the count goes to 2-0. Meanwhile, for Biloxi, no runs, a hit, and no errors. Seymour fires. Murray pops it up. First base side, foul territory. Seymour, the first baseman, under it, and he makes the catch. He has been a busy man over at first today. Since the start of the third inning, that is the fifth Shuckers pop out to Seymour. One out, nobody on. It's back to the top of the order in the lefty, Darian Miller. Seymour fires. Miller takes a slider on the outside corner for strike one. Owen won the count. Lefty Seymour stares in. Now kicks and fires. Slider misses low and away. And the count evens 1-1. Seymour about to throw his 72nd pitch of the night. He's good to throw about 90-plus. He's topped out at 93 this year. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Those 93 pitches, he's hit that mark twice, once on May 18th against Pensacola, and did it last time out at Mississippi. The 2-1 pitch, Miller takes away. The count goes to 3-1. Shuckers right now just need some base runners. They trail it 5-0 with one out, nobody on in the top of the sixth. Seymour delivers. Misses up and in. It almost gets Miller on the shoulder. And he earns a walk. That extends his on-base streak to 7 in a row. And it brings up Mike Bovee. The pitch. Bovee swings and rolls it to second. Murray has it, flips to Williams at second for one. The throw to first is in time, and it's a double play. Shuckers, despite the walk, go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 5.5. The Shuckers trail it 5-0. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Nate Peterson out for his first full inning of work. He faces the righty Tanner Murray. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 5-0 Montgomery. The pitch. Pops foul, first base side and out of play. And the count goes 2-1. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks much for joining us on your Wednesday night. Opening game of a six-game set between these two teams. Yesterday rained out. We'll play two tomorrow. Lefty Peterson delivers to Murray. He misses low. It's a changeup at 84. The count evens 1-1. All five runs for the Biscuits have come since the fourth inning. Three in the fourth, two in the fifth. They were retired in order by Shane Smith. The pitch rolled to short. Brown Jr. has it, gathers, fires to first. It's high. Bovey jumps up the tag. Not in time. Murray reaches. It's an error on Brown Jr. His fifth of the year. And Murray reaches. It was a high throw. Murray went in sliding about. The only time it's ever okay to slide into first. He just got around Bobby's tag. Righty Drew Baker up. Now the pitch. Bunt shown, placed up the third base line. Miller has it. No throw. And Baker reaches. First to have reached here in the sixth inning. Baker is a multi-hit performance. Baker alongside Chandler Simpson, two of the speediest guys in this lineup, if not the entirety of the Southern League. Baker uses his speed to beat that one out. And now runners on first and second with nobody out. Corners in for Biloxi. And up stands the righty Mason Auer. The pitch. Auer hits it right back to Peterson. Fires the first in time, and they double up Baker. Peterson just stuck his glove out, and in came the baseball. What a play. And now two away. Off the bat at 103 miles an hour. Peterson, right place, right time. Now two away and a man on second for the righty, Willie Vasquez. Vasquez is 1-for-2 tonight with a single last time up. Peterson delivers. Vasquez fouls it back, and the count goes 2-1. A lot of credit right there to Nate Peterson. Completes the Shuckers' second double play at night. Does it in a big-time way. The 0-1 pitch. Vasquez takes low, and the count evens 1-1. It's 5-0 Biscuits, two away. Runner on second in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch. Vasquez hammers it out to deep left. Warren back on it. Looks up, and it's off the very top of the wall and deflects back towards left center. Warren grabs it. Vasquez in a second with a double. He missed a homer by maybe a foot. It scores Murray from second, and it's 6-0 Biscuits. Vasquez picks up his second hit of the night, drives in his 15th of the year. There are two walls and left field here at Riverwalk Stadium. There's the regular padded wall that has the big video board. Then above that, they have about a 4-foot wall that's a metal fence. And that's where the yellow line is. It hit right below it. And it drives in Murray. Checkers play the infield in against the lefty Simpson. First pitch is a called strike one. It's a slider at 81. So the Checkers trail it 6-0. 6 runs on 9 hits. Over the last 2 2/3 innings for this Biscuits lineup. Peterson fires. Simpson swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 83. And he gets ahead of the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 today. Single back in the fourth. Now the pitch. He swings and misses. Flails at a curveball off the outside corner at 84. And then ends the inning. In the inning, though, 1 run on 2 hits. 1 error. 1 runner left on base. We end to the 7th. It is 6-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom-Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom-Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom-Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with 2 locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. The first pitch is a fastball. Wilkins swings over the top of it. The count goes 0-1. We're into the 7th inning. Checkers trail it 6-0. And the lefty Ian Seymour is out for the 7th inning for the first time this season. He comes home to the righty Wilkins. That misses up and the count evens 1-1. Checkers trail it 6-0. 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Montgomery. For Biloxi, no runs, 1 hit, and an error. The lefty Seymour kicks and delivers. Wilkin powers it out to right. Hour the right fielder under it, and he makes the catch. 1 out, up comes the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. Seymour has gone 6 1/3 innings in just 78 pitches. Checkers have attacked early and often in counts, and it's resulted in a very efficient outing from Ian Seymour. The pitch. Rodriguez takes a slider at the knees for strike one. He's 1-for-2 today. He has Biloxi's only hit of the night. He came back in the 4th inning. Seymour kicks and delivers. It misses low, and the count evens 1-1. A reminder, today's game comes to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 1-1 pitch misses away. It's a fastball at 90 miles an hour. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Rodriguez lifts it towards center. Simpson charges it under it, and he makes the catch. Now two away with nobody on for the righty, Eric Brown Jr. It is 6-0 Biscuits. Seymour, for the first time in his career, has recorded an out in the seventh inning. He set and tied his career high in each of his last three starts when he's gone six innings. Today, he's into the seventh. Pitch to Brown Jr. Chop towards second. Murray gets it on two hops, fires to first. It's in time, and a quick and efficient seventh inning from Ian Seymour. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's time to stretch in Montgomery. It is 6-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with a sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Faces the righty Carson Williams. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. It is 6-0 Biscuits in game one of a six-game set. Peterson fires. Righty Williams takes strike one. The Biscuits have scored six runs in the last three innings. Shane Smith started the game. Retired the Biscuits in order. Nine up, nine down through the first three innings. The 0-1 pitch. Williams pops it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count goes 0-2. By the way, that foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Peterson ahead in the count, 0-2 against Williams. Now the pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. Williams is 1-for-3 tonight. Single and came around to score last inning. Peterson delivers. Swing and tipped foul into Miller's glove for strike three. Gets him on the curveball with 78. And it brings up the lefty, Bob Seymour. Seymour was the first batter that Peterson faced. And he torched one off the bat at 106 miles an hour. 414 feet over the wall in left center. That made it a 5-0 Montgomery lead. Peterson fires. It's a curveball. And it's a towering fly ball. Third base side foul territory. Wilkin under it into the Biscuits bullpen. And he makes the catch. We're now two away for the righty, Dominic Keegan. Keegan's 1-for-2 today with a single and a walk. Two out, nobody on. It's 6-0 Biscuits at the bottom of the seventh. Peterson delivers. Keegan takes a slider at the knees for strike one. Peterson stares in. Now Ruxton fires home. It's a slider low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Roped by Woking at third, and it's in the left for a single. That thing was torched off Keegan's bat. He has a multi-hit performance. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Shuckers trail at 6-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Peterson fires. It's fired foul, third base side into the Biscuits bullpen, and everybody scatters. The count goes to 0-1. The lefty Nate Peterson on the mound faces the righty Kenny Piper at the plate. 6 runs on 10 hits for the Biscuits. Dominic Keegan just singled a moment ago for that 10th hit. He's at first. The pitch. It's a slider that misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. The pitch misses off the inside corner. The count goes to 2-1. Peterson comes in, now delivers. It's a changeup low at 83. And the count goes to 3-1. By the way, a big hello to George in Grand Ridge, Florida, who's tuning in tonight, chimed in on our text the booth line, 601-514-0776. The 3-1 pitch. Piper swings and misses, tries to muscle up on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count goes full. Peterson comes in. Big leadoff first for Keegan. The pitch, he goes, and it's hammered out to left. Warren back on it at the warning track. Looks up, and it's gone. It's a 2-run homer for Kenny Piper, and the lead extends to 8 for Montgomery. It's 8-0. Piper touches home. That's his 4th homer of the year. It disappears deep over the wall and left. Montgomery has now scored 8 runs over the last 4 innings. Multiple runs in 3 of their last 4 trips to the plate. And up comes the righty Tanner Murray. 8-0 Montgomery. The pitch misses low and the count goes to 1-0. That's the 2nd home run the Biscuits have hit off Nate Peterson tonight. The pitch. Murray takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Murray tonight is 0-for-3. The pitch is a slider that he backdoors for strike one. Shuckers trail at 8-0. 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Montgomery. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Curveball low at 82. And the count evens 2-2. Justin Yeager is now getting warm in the Shackers bullpen. The 2-2 pitch. Murray rolls it by Brown Jr. at short and left center for a single. Rodriguez picks it up. Murray takes a hard turn around first, charges back to the bag. And it now brings up the righty, Drew Baker. Three straight two-out hits. The righty Baker digs in. He's 2-for-3 today with two singles and two runs driven in. It's 8-0 Montgomery in the bottom of the seventh. Man on, two away. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball at 90 miles an hour top of the zone. And the count goes 10-1. Peterson, the lefty, delivers. It misses low, and the count evens at 1-1. Murray off first. Peterson delivers. Baker slices it foul. First base side and out of play. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. It's 8-0 Montgomery in the bottom of the seventh. Peterson delivers. Baker drives it out to left center. Rodriguez over from center. Makes the catch and ends the inning. But Kenny Piper lifts off for his fourth homer of the year. Two runs, three hits, no errors, one runner left on base. It's 8-0 Montgomery through seven. Back for the eighth after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
Ernesto Martinez Jr. takes in for the left side for Biloxi. Shuckers trail at 8-0 against the Biscuits. We move into the eighth inning. First pitch of the inning. Here's a called strike one in the outside corner. The righty, Logan Workman, enters for Montgomery. Ian Seymour done after a career-high seven innings of one-hit ball on the hill. The pitch backs him up off the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Final line for Seymour. Best start of his career. Seven innings. Gives up one hit, no runs, two walks, and three strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Check that. It is not Workman. It is instead Antonio Menendez who is now in. Menendez delivers. Backs him up off the inside corner. Martinez Jr. hits the deck. The count goes to 3-1. Menendez, a side-winding righty. Martinez Jr. 0-for-1 today. Now calls time and steps out. Checkers had just three base runners against Seymour. Two walks, one hit. That was it. They trail it 8-0. Menendez sets. Now delivers. Martinez Jr. takes away. And he draws his second walk of the night. Brings up Noah Campbell. Digs in at the back of the left-handed box against the righty Menendez. Menendez makes his 17th appearance of the year. He has a 2.91 ERA in 21 2/3 innings. 12 walks and 24 strikeouts. The pitch, Martinez Jr. off to second. It's called the strike. Martinez Jr. is in with a stolen base. He's been a speedster this year. 9th stolen base of the year in 10 attempts. Tied for the team lead. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count goes to 0-2. Campbell's 0-for-2 today, though it's the first time he's hit as a lefty. He struck out and popped out to second as a right-handed bat first two times up. The pitch, Campbell takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. Righty Menendez stares in. That's the signs from Piper. Now comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Campbell takes low. Piper blocks it up and deflects off of him and heads to the backstop. Martinez Jr. moves to third on the wild pitch. The count goes to 1-2. Runner at third with nobody out. Sheckers trailed at 8-0 at the top of the eighth inning. Menendez delivers. Campbell takes off the outside corner. And the count goes to 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Menendez comes set. Now the pitch. Campbell ropes it in right center. Simpson's over, and it's down for a base hit. Martinez Jr. comes home from third. Campbell, an RBI single. The Sheckers are on the board. It's 8-1 Montgomery. It's Campbell's 11th RBI of the season. Up comes Xavier Warren. Nothing special there from Campbell. Just put it in the right place. Blooped it out to right center. Now Warren digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. 0-for-2. The pitch. He swings and chops it by Murray's glove, into his glove, fires to second, gets Campbell. Warren reaches on the fielder's choice. That was a bouncing ball out towards second. Murray stuck out his glove, snagged it. And now one away with the runner on for the righty Ethan Murray. It's 8-1 Montgomery. One on, one out. We're in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch misses up. The count goes to 1-0. Menendez sets. Now delivers. Murray slices it down the right field line. Hours over. Dives and he traps it. Warren to second. Murray reaches on a single. That extends his hit streak to 3 in a row. Deckers have 2 on with 1 away for the top of the order. Big time opportunity right now for this Sheckers lineup. They're down 8-1. Might not be a situation where you can come back and win it, but game one of the week, doubleheader tomorrow, an opportunity to possibly make this thing interesting and use a couple guys out of this Biscuits bullpen. Darian Miller stands in from the left side. He's 0-for-2 today with a walk. Runners on first and second for Biloxi. Menendez delivers. Miller takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Menendez, just like Bob Seymour, former college teammate of two different Shuckers. 1-0 pitch. He's a slider. He backdoors it for strike one. Menendez, drafted out of Wake Forest, played alongside Brock Wilkin and Shane Smith as part of the Demon Deacons. The pitch. Miller takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers right now threatening in the eighth inning. Warren at second, Murray at first. Menendez comes set. Now fires. Misses up and in, and it gets Miller right on the elbow guard. Miller, who's been hit more than anybody else on this team, gets hit once again. It is the eighth time he's been hit by a pitch this year, and they're loaded up with one away for Mike Bovee. The second time that Miller has reached tonight. And stands Mike Bovee with a chance to make this thing really interesting. But first, it brings out pitching coach Steve Merriman. Again, the Shuckers trail it 8-1, but they're one swing away from all of a sudden this becoming a save situation. Merriman continues the conversation. And out comes home plate umpire Brian Van Racken. Shuckers trail at 8-1. The bases are loaded. With just one away for Mike Bovee. This is a lengthy conversation. It just finishes up. Merriman back to the dugout. Well, here we go. Back to baseball. Shuckers have the bases loaded with one away. Mike Bovee stands in. He's 0-3 tonight. The pitch is a slider that misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. This game right now being set against the backdrop of multiple different colors off in the distance. It's a massive thunderstorm out in the horizon. Menendez fires. Bovee takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Shuckers and Biscuits rained out yesterday. That's why today is game one of this six-game set on a Wednesday. Menendez delivers. Bovee takes strike one on the inside corner. Shuckers trail at 8-1. Warren at third. Murray at second. Miller at first. The pitch. Bovee takes a slider on the outside corner for strike two. Shuckers, though, no stranger to big-time comebacks in this ballpark. Last year, they had a 10-run ninth inning. Ball gets away. The Biscuits bullpen. A couple of different arms are warming up. Menendez sets. Now the 2-2 pitch. Bovee fouls it back to the screen, and he stays alive. The righty Alfredo Zaraga is warming up in the bullpen for Montgomery. The 2-2 pitch. Bovee slices it out to left center. Baker's back on it. Reaches up to catch. Everybody tags. Warren comes home. Now a throw back towards second. Murray's in sliding. There was no throw, but a fake of one. And it's now 8-2. It's a sacrifice fly from Bovee. Drives in his 13th run of the year. Comes home. And the Shuckers trail by six. It's 8-2. Up comes Brock Wilkin. On the top of the eighth inning, Shuckers have two in the frame.
Hernandez sets. Now delivers. Mulkin takes low and the count goes to 1-0. It's a matchup of former Wake Forest teammates. Menendez on the hill. Wilkin at the plate. Wilkin, a guy who owns just about every single Wake Forest career batting record. The pitch popped up right side of the infield. Murray tracks out to short right. Auer comes in, makes the catch, and that ends the frame. Checkers score twice. Two runs, two hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through 7.5, and the Checkers trail it 8-2. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Mason Auer digs in for Montgomery. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shackers trail it 8-2. And the righty Justin Yeager enters for Biloxi. First pitch misses low and away. A slider at 87. And the count goes to 1-0. Yeager comes in for the lefty Nate Peterson, who gives up four runs, three of them earned on seven hits over 2 1/3 innings. The 1-0 pitch is a fenceball. It's a called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Peterson also gave up two home runs. The righty Yeager comes set. Now the 1-1 pitch. Auer swings and misses. Fastball at 94. And the count goes to 1-2. Yeager makes his 16th appearance of the year. He's gone 16 innings with a 2.81 ERA. Three walks and 16 strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. Auer takes up and away, and the count evens 2-2. Auer's 0-3 today. The 2-2 pitch. Auer drives it out to right center. Campbell back on it. Still going. Reaches up, and it's over his head. It two hops the wall. Auer sprints around second. Here's the relay into third. Brown Jr. does not throw it. He cuts it off right behind second. It's a sliding leadoff triple for Auer. And there's a man in scoring position with nobody out for Willie Vasquez. Checkers bring the infield in. Vasquez is 2-3 tonight. The pitch. He checks, swings, and fouls it off. Count goes down 1-1. Time to take a look at the Owah Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top of the eighth, Mississippi leads Pensacola 13-6. The 0-1 pitch. Vasquez waves and misses a hard cut, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count goes down 1-2. Top of the ninth, Chattanooga leads Rocket City 6-3. In a final from earlier, Tennessee beats Birmingham 3-1. The 0-2 pitch. Vasquez pops it foul. First base side and out of play. Count stays at 0-2. A foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167. The 0-2 pitch. Vasquez takes up. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Vasquez swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 87. One away, and up comes Chandler Simpson. The ninth strikeout tonight for the Shuckers pitching staff. Simpson steps in from the left side. He's 1-for-4 today with a single back in the fourth. It's 8-2 Montgomery in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. He takes up and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers still have the infield in. Woken, Brown Jr., Murray, and Bovey all in on the infield grass. Brown Jr. with the lefty up has shifted a little bit over towards second. The pitch popped up out towards center. Rodriguez charges in on it. Auer ready to tag. Rodriguez makes the catch. Auer tags and comes home. The throw is on one hop, not in time. It hit about 15 feet out in front of home plate. It's a sacrifice fly from Simpson. His fifth RBI of the season with the Biscuits. And now two away, up comes the righty Christian Williams. It is 9-2 Montgomery. They have scored in each of the last five innings. Yeager comes set. Now the pitch. Williams takes a strike on the outside corner. It's a fastball at 93. Yeager kicks and delivers. It misses up and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. He swings and misses. Got a late start on an 87-mile-an-hour slider. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. There's nobody on for Montgomery. They lead 9-2. Yeager delivers. Tipped foul into Miller's mitt. First strike three on a 95-mile-an-hour heater from Yeager. His fastest pitch of the night. But in the inning, one run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Way out of the ninth, it's 9-2 Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville in Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville in Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
We end of the ninth. Shuckers down 9-2 against Montgomery. And the righty Alfredo Zaraga enters for the Biscuits. He relieves Antonio Menendez, who goes just an inning. Shuckers tagged him for two runs on two hits. Them earned. One walk and no strikeouts. The righty Zaraga takes over. First up is the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. And a cleanup spot of Biloxi's order. Rodriguez 1-for-3 tonight with a single back in the fourth inning. Zaraga fires. Rodriguez takes strike one at 97 on the outside corner. Zaraga makes his 18th appearance of the year. He has a 5.59 ERA in 19 and a third innings. The 0-1 pitch. Rodriguez takes inside and the count evens 1-1. 13 walks, 26 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 227 against him. Shuckers down 9-2. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. This was a scoreless game through 3.5 innings. And the Biscuits, 3 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th, and 1 more in the 8th, have really extended this advantage. The pitch popped up a mile high, third base side foul territory. Vasquez under it, right at third base, makes the catch, and retires Rodriguez for the out. Time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
We're in the ninth, one out, nobody on. And the righty Alfredo Zaraga faces the righty Eric Brown Jr. First pitch, Brown Jr. takes up and the count goes to 1-0. Brown Jr. is 0-for-3 tonight. Grounded out to second last time up. Zaraga delivers. Brown Jr. takes away, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. These two teams will play two tomorrow, starting at 4 o'clock Central Time. Jacob Mizorowski gets the ball in Game 1 for Biloxi. T.J. Shook gets it in Game 2. The 2-0 delivery. Brown Jr. tips it foul off Piper back to the screen. And the count goes to 2-1. We do know that Colt Wilcox will start a game tomorrow. We're not quite sure which one it is. We do know for the Shuckers, Game 1 is Mizorowski. Game 2 is Shook, part of a loaded Shuckers rotation this week. Out of the final 5 games of this series, 4 of them will be started by a Brewers top 30 prospect. The 2-1 pitch. Brown Jr. takes out, and the count goes to 3-1. Mizorowski tomorrow, the top prospect in the Brewers organization. Brett Witrowski will go on Friday. He's the 14th-ranked guy in the system. Bradley Blaylock on Saturday is at 17. The 3-1 pitch is a called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes full. Then on Sunday, Logan Henderson, the 16th-ranked prospect in the organization, is set to make his Double-A debut. That is a loaded rotation for the Shuckers. The 3-2 pitch. Brown Jr. taps it out to second. Murray charges in, grabs it, a long flip to first. It's in time. And Brown Jr. is retired for the second out. Up comes Ernesto Martinez Jr. Shuckers down to their final out. It's 9-2 Montgomery. The pitch, a big swing and a miss and a 98-mile-an-hour heater. The count goes to 0-1. Shuckers trail up by a 9-2 score. 9 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Montgomery. 2 runs, 3 hits, and an error for Biloxi. The pitch is fouled back, and Biloxi is now down to their final strike. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Righty Zaraga stares in. It's the sign from Piper. Now comes sent at the belt. The 0-2 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-2. So Roxon fires. Martinez Jr. swings and misses. Curveball low. And that ends it. Biloxi's retired in order in the ninth. And the Biscuits with a dominant win in this series opener. A 9-2 final. Led by center and innings from their starter, Ian Seymour. And a lineup that pounds out 13 hits, including two homers. Two runs, three hits, and an error for Biloxi. For Montgomery, nine runs, 13 hits, and no errors. Ian Seymour gets the win. He improves to 5-2 on the season. Shane Smith gets 10 with the loss. He falls to 3-2 on the year. We'll take a break, come back, wrap everything up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, including a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update that comes your way next, right here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Guy can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Jibbick Blake alongside you as we wrap things up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. It was a game that was a pitcher's duel early, but the Biscuits score nine runs over their final five trips to the plate. They defeat Biloxi by a 9-2 final in the opener of this six-game set, the Shuckers' first trip to Montgomery in 2024. Nine runs, 13 hits, no errors for the Biscuits. For the Shuckers, two runs, three hits, and an error. Winning pitcher tonight is Ian Seymour, improves to 5-2 after he tosses a career-high seven shutout innings. Gives up one hit, two walks, and strikes out three on 83 pitches. Meanwhile, for the Shuckers, it's Shane Smith who gets the loss, gives up three runs on three hits in 3 2/3 innings. He went 9-up, 9-down to start the day, but Montgomery tagged him in the fourth. Smith falls to 3-2 on the season. With the loss, the Shuckers dropped to 11.5 games behind Montgomery for first place in the South Division. In the first half, they dropped to 19-32 on the season, while the Biscuits improved to a South Division best 31-21 on the season. Time to take a look at today's scoring summary. Shuckers had 9 of the first 10 retired. Meanwhile, for Shane Smith, he went 9-up, 9-down with 5 strikeouts for Biloxi. A dominant start to his outing, but then in the fourth inning, Chandler Simpson singled, stole second, came home two batters later, on a Bob Seymour RBI single. Then the bases loaded up, ended with a Drew Baker 2-RBI single. That ended Smith's day. Sam Carlson retired the only batter he faced. Then Bob Seymour in the fifth inning made it a 5-0 advantage with a 414-foot homer to left center. That made it a 5-0 Montgomery lead in the thing. An RBI double from Willie Vasquez made it 6-0. Two more home in the seventh on a two-run shot from Kenny Piper. Then in the eighth inning, a leadoff triple from Mason Auer. Saw Chandler Simpson drive him in, and a 9-2 Montgomery advantage is how this thing ends. Checkers all to 19-32 on the season. Biscuits to 31-21. Ian Seymour the win, Shane Smith the loss in a game that takes 2 hours and 23 minutes in front of 1,684 in Montgomery. We'll take a break when we come back to wrap it all up on the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Comes away next in the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it for business or personal use. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Javik Blake back alongside you as we wrap things up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Shockers fall by a 9-2 final in the series opener. 9 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Montgomery. 2 runs, 3 hits, and an error for Biloxi. Ian Seymour, the win, improves to 5-2. Shane Smith, the loss, falls to 3-2. Shackers fall to 19-32 on the season, 8-17 on the road, while the Biscuits improve to 31-21 on the year. With the win tonight, the Biscuits now lead the South Division by 4 games over Pensacola as we enter the final 3 weeks in the first half of the season. Speaking of the South Division and the scoreboard, let's take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game has gone final around the league. Tennessee wins it 3-1 over the Birmingham Barons. Smokies at 32-21. Birmingham at 34-19. They're through 8.5. Mississippi's all over Pensacola. If that holds, Montgomery will be up by 4 games in the South Division. Mississippi, 14 runs on 16 hits. Pensacola, 6 runs on 11 hits. And they've also committed 2 errors. In the top of the ninth inning, Chattanooga leads Rocket City by a 6-3 score. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization as well. Lots of finals. One game still in action. It's the bottom of the ninth inning. The Sounds are trying to walk it off. Freddie Zamora's at the plate for Biloxi Shocker. With the bases loaded and two away, Nashville and Louisville are tied at two. Finals elsewhere in the system. It was opening day for the Brewers affiliate in the Dominican Summer League. DSL Brewers 1 gets off to a 1-0 start with a 7-5 win over the Padres Gold Squad in the Dominican Republic. Meanwhile, Brewers 2 wins it 10-9, a walk-off winner for the Brewers 2 squad against DSL Tampa Bay in 10-9 final. In single A, the Carolina Mudcats fall by a 5-4 final against the Charleston River Dogs. Carolina now at 32-19 on the season. In high A, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers win it 6-5 over the Quad Cities River Bend. It's thanks to four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. The T-Rats now at 34-19 on the season. At the big league level, the Phillies sweep Brewers, a 2-0 win for the Phils. The Crew fall to 36-26 on the season, though still in first place in the National League Central. They'll begin a weekend trip, the Detroit Tigers at Comerica Park, starting on Friday. Shockers back in action tomorrow. It's a quick turnaround, and they're playing two tomorrow to make up yesterday's doubleheader. Yesterday's rainout, they'll make it up with a doubleheader tomorrow. In game one, Jacob is around the 0-1 with a 2.52 ERA for Biloxi. He gets the start against TJ Shook, 3-6 with a 5.49 ERA in game two. For Montgomery, one of the games is TBA. The other one is a Cole Wilcox start. The thing is, we do not know who is starting which game for Montgomery. We'll have that information for you before the pregame show tomorrow. 4 o'clock first pitch will be at you at 3:40 with the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. Shockers fall tonight by a 9-2 final. Again, back in action. Jacob Zarewski gets the start in game one. 4 o'clock first pitch, 3:40 pregame on the Biloxi Shockers radio network. That'll do it for us tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll go for two on a Thursday in Montgomery. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shockers Baseball on the Biloxi Shockers Radio.